Sammy Keys, and The Art of Deception by Wendolyn Van Dronen. Read by Tara Sands. Prologue. Marissa says I'm a magnet for mayhem, that wherever I go, so goes trouble. Some friend, huh? But I do have to admit it's a little strange. I mean, how can you go someplace as boring as an art gallery and wind up attacking someone? And you'd think it would all have ended right there. But no. I got crushed in a pile-up. A pile-up of jealousy and lies. And the harder I tried to get up, to get out, the more pinned down I became. Who knew art could be so dangerous? 1. March is windy in Santa Martina, and my theory is it does something wicked to the air. Maybe it whooshes up devil dust and pixie pollen, I don't know. What I do know is, if you're a quiet, in-your-seat-when-you're-supposed-to-be kind of person in February, by the middle of March, you'll be antsy. Hyper. Like all you want is to get outside and tear it up in nature's big gust bowl. Which I guess is why I wasn't completely flattened when Marissa charged me out of nowhere between classes, practically swung around my neck and cried, "Guess what?" It's the kind of thing you learn to expect in the middle of March. So I just hitched my backpack back on my shoulder and said, "What?" "Danny wants to meet me at the fair," she says, whirling around with her arms spread wide. "The Renaissance Fair?" I ask her.